endures forever. Hallelujah. So we thank you that your word is a solid foundation for us to stand on, for us to build on. Hallelujah. So we thank you for that. Father, I thank you for the privilege of ministering your word, and we just give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it. Speak through me. Use me for your glory. I'm not here for any glory of my own, but I'm here to glorify you. And may you be glorified in this service, in the message that I deliver this evening. May you be glorified and your people be blessed and built up because of your word and because of your presence. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Well, once again, like I said, we're going to take another look tonight into the perfect law of liberty. Amen. And we're going to the book of James. That's where that's found in just a moment. But I want to go back to the other verse that we have used in the Gospel of John, the 8th chapter. The Gospel of John, the 8th chapter. Praise the name of the Lord. John chapter 8. In John chapter 8, in verse 36, John chapter 8, verse 36, Jesus said, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Read it again. "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I'm here to declare to you this evening, I'm free.
Amen.
The Son of God has set me free. Praise the name of the Lord. And I make a choice not to walk by how I feel, not to walk by what I hear. Because there's a lot of stuff going on in the world.
Amen.
Glory to God. And not walking by what I see, but walking by what he said. Walking by the word of God. Is anybody here this evening?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And we've got to get to that place where we say, I am walking according to God's word. I'm standing on God's promises. Because there are going to be some times, you may not feel good. There may be some times that someone will say something to you or you hear something negative that where you attempt it to be depressed or discouraged, but you have to make a decision. No, I'm not going to walk by this. I'm going to walk by what he said. I'm going to walk by according to what God said. The group sang earlier, "I walk by faith." They sang it, I walk by faith. And each and every one of us ought to walk by faith. As a matter of fact, the Word of God says in a number of different places, the just shall live how? How?
By
faith. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. So, now, if the Word of God tells me that Jesus has set me free, then I am free. Hallelujah. I'm free. I'm free in him. All right. Now, let's go back now to the book of James, the first chapter again. James, the first chapter. And the 25th verse. And we've been here a couple of weeks now. Verse 25 says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Hallelujah. So we understand that the first thing in order to live a blessed life, in order to live a victorious life, amen. Like we, Minister Streeter read to us during the tithe and offering, even in the times of famine, we'll be satisfied because we're looking to the Lord and we're standing on his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. If God will use a bird to feed a man, Elijah, God will make sure, God will open a door some way, somehow, to feed us. You have to understand what the Bible says. You know, Elijah was a mighty man of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He, matter of fact, he didn't even die. God just took him out of here. Just took him out. He was a prophet of God, a mighty, mighty man of God. But Elijah had some tough times. You know, I won't go into all of it, but you know, he was threatened. I mean, just a lot. God used him mightily. But yet and still, he was in the world. Amen. Amen. Now, if God will send the ravens, birds, to feed Elijah, what will he do for us? The Word of God tells us that we, listen to this, that we who are born again, washed in the blood, we have a better promise, a better covenant. We have a better covenant than they had, established upon better promises. Hallelujah. But in order to walk in that covenant, there's some things that we must do. Amen. And one of those things I've talked to you about the last couple of weeks, it tells us this in James chapter 1, verse 25. We must first look into the perfect law of liberty. You ever notice something? Now, you might think I'm being silly here, but I'm making a point. You ever notice that your Bible don't follow you around? And even if you have it in your pocket, if you have, you know, have the Bible in your pocket, maybe a New Testament, whatever, in your pocket, or you may have the Bible in your handbag, or you may have it in your car. You ever notice it don't just open up? We have to look into it. We have to pursue it. We have to open our Bibles, or if you read the Word of God from a tablet, guess what? You've got to log into your tablet, find the Word of God, and read it. It just don't happen. Why? Because God wants us to seek Him. You shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. There should not be one lazy Christian. Now, there are some. God says, I'll do my part if you would do your part. Do you know God's promises are conditional? In other words, the manifestation of them in your life, in our lives, is conditional. What's the condition? That we cooperate with Him. That we believe Him, and that we do what He tells us to do. Amen? Amen? So, it tells us, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, and not only just look, but what else? Continue. Continue. It's not enough just to come to church and sit and hear the word. Don't get me wrong, that's very, very important. But that's not enough. Say, look into the perfect law of liberty, and then continue in it. Turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter 8. Look at the person beside you and ask themselves, are you getting this? Hallelujah. Now I want to read two or three familiar verses in John, the 8th chapter. Listen to what Jesus said. Well, I'll begin at the 30th verse. It says, as he spoke these words, many believed on him. You see that? As he spoke the word, many believed on him. In other words, as he spoke the word, many became believers. Amen. And so we shout, hallelujah, glory to God. They believed in Jesus. Just like we shout and praise God when someone gets saved, right? Amen. They believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. They have made him their Lord and Savior. They have been translated out of darkness into light, from death to life. And that's worth shouting about and praising God about. So he spoke the word and many believed in him. So, but this is, Jesus didn't just say, well, thank you, Father. They believe, these folk believe in me now. No, he had something else to say. Verse 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word. Now, you heard the word, you believe the word, you believe in me. Now you got to take up residence there. The word of God has, in other words, the word of God must be your dwelling place. The word of God must be your house. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. Now notice the word if. If you abide in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. Now wait a minute. He's talking to believers here now. They believed in him. They believed on him. But now he's saying, if you abide in my word, then you are my disciples. You become my followers. Now you are walking in what I've taught you. Just because you become a believer don't make you a mature Christian. And you don't know how to handle situations, certain situations in life. But I love verse 32. Jesus said, verse 31 again, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And now he's about to say something or connect what he's going to say to what he had just said. You still here, aren't you? Because, listen, don't let this slip. Don't miss this. He said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. And the truth will do what? You know what? Glory to God. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. No wonder the Bible tells us as believers, we are not ignorant to Satan's devices. The Bible says he walks around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The ones that know the truth and walk in the truth, he may tempt them, but they won't fall. Because they know how to deal with him. They know how to stand on God's word. They know how to take a stand. That's the reason the word of God says, having done all to stand, stand. You stand. God's not going to tell us to stand if we can't stand. Because the word of God tells us and shows us how to stand. So we have to look into the perfect law of liberty, which is the word of God. In James, the perfect law of liberty is the word of God. Hallelujah. And so we must continue in it. Now let's go back real quick to James, the first chapter again. See what else it tells us. I'm back at verse 25 now, chapter 1, verse 25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, that's what Jesus said, right? And is not a what? Now see, the word of God is telling us right here how to live a victorious life. We go to the word of God, we look into the word of God, and then we continue in God's word. And don't be a forgetful hearer. Don't let it go in one ear and out the other. Let me tell you something. Always take God's word serious. Always take his word serious. Don't ever take the attitude, oh, I've heard that before. I've heard that before. I know that. I heard a guy say that one time. This has been years ago, long before I was a pastor. But he told me, you know, I've arrived. I got that. And I knew when he said it, he was asking for problems. Sure enough, his whole life went south. Lost his family. Did a bunch of crazy things himself. But this is a man that said he heard the word of God, and I got that. I'm good. I don't need anybody to tell me anything. I got it. But the devil also was listening when he made that statement. Don't ever stop hearing God's word. Amen. 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 And hold on to what you, when you hear it, cherish it. Get it down in your spirit. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And I want to point out something to you here in this same verse. He says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forget for what? What?
Hearer.
Hearer. Let me tell you something. You can read the word of God day and night, and you should. That's the reason we have Bibles. But there is a place in your life where you, all of us, need to hear the word of God. Hear the word of God. Matter of fact, Bible tells us that's how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And so the word of God instructs us, don't be a forgetful hearer. Still here? Let me read on. And don't be a forgetful hearer, but a what? A doer. Now, so far, We've covered looking into the Word of God, continuing in the Word of God, not forgetting what we have heard. And the next thing this verse tells us is to do what it says. To do what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. I want to read well, first of all, we're going to stay here in the first chapter of James, but back up to verse 22. Verse 22, it says, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." See, let me tell you something. You can have a lot of knowledge. You can have a lot of knowledge. You can have a lot of degrees, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Absolutely not. Amen. We must know the Word of God. You guys agree with me on this. We must know the Word of God. There's nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong, with furthering our biblical education. All of that is good. But if you don't do what you know, you're deceiving your own self. Let me say that again. If you're not doing what you know to do, you're deceiving your own self. Matter of fact, the Word of God tells us if a person knows to do right and don't do it, finish it. It's a sin to him, to that person. It's a sin because you know what's right and you refuse to do what's right. That's what a lot of Christians have problems with today, is doing the Word of God. They know what it says, many of them. They know what it says, but we must do the Word of God. Listen, folks, if the Word of God said live right, then live right. If the Word of God, and it does, say don't commit adultery, don't commit adultery. Don't fornicate, all that stuff. Don't hate your neighbor. We're to love one another. So, be doers of the word, and not hearers only. This is verse 22, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. Now, let me tell you something about the Word of God. The Bible says the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Right? I mean, it gets right down on the inside of us. When we read the Word of God, we can see ourselves, can't we? Amen. I said, can't we? Amen. We can see ourselves. It reveals to us who we are. So it's like a mirror. In the natural, when we look in a mirror, it's a reflection of who we are. You know, if there's something on our face, guess what? The mirror going to tell you, you need to wash your face. If you look in the mirror and you got food in your teeth, the mirror is telling you you need to brush your teeth. You need to get that out of there. That's what the Word of God is to all of us. It's a mirror so that we can see who we really are. Thank you for that enthusiasm. Verse 23 again. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. When that happened, you don't do anything about it. You don't make any changes. And then it goes on into verse 25. And this person is blessed who will make changes in their life. I want to read to you, this is the New Living Translation, beginning at verse 22, James chapter 1. It says, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself and walk away and forget what you look like. But, and this verse 25, but if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Hallelujah. Now, I'm getting ready to wrap this up. But listen, remember we said whom the Son sets free is free indeed? Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Listen. And the word of God has so much to say about this. If you hadn't written it down, write it down now, because I'm getting ready to close this out. And walk accordingly. Look into the word of God. That's number one. And that's what we've been saying. Continue in God's word. That's number two. Don't forget what you heard. And also what you read. Do what it says. That's number four. In other words, be a doer of the word of God. You've probably written it down already, but just in case. And finally, I love the fifth one. You will be blessed in what you do. You hear me? You will be blessed in what you do. Even when things are looking bad, even when things are even seemingly impossible, if you will follow God's instruction, God says, I will bless your life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. John the Baptist made this statement, and this applies to us as well. And he was referring to Jesus. He said, Jesus must increase and I must decrease. And we need to take that same attitude. If you want to live a victorious life, a blessed life, I'm not saying everything's going to be easy. I'm not saying everything's going to be comfortable. Listen, when we all get to heaven, Everything is going to be comfortable. There won't be one person, not one, that would give you a hard time. Everybody in heaven's going to be your friend, your brother, your sister. We're going to love each other. Everything's going to be perfect. That's good news there, isn't it? Yeah, man. Everything's going to be perfect. Perfect in every way. We're citizens of heaven because we're born again. But we're not in heaven yet. We're still in the earth. And because we're still in the earth, things are not always going to be comfortable. But you can still have heaven on earth if you'll walk according to God's word. If you'll walk according to James chapter 1, verse 25. Hallelujah. Because here's one thing nobody can take from you. Y'all listening to me? I'm getting ready to close, but I want you to get this. There's something that absolutely nobody can take from you, and that is the peace of God. Are you listening to me? Nobody can take the peace of God. They may make your physical life uncomfortable, aggravate you, whatever. Nobody can take the peace of God from you. So in the middle of a storm, you can still have heaven on earth. Because the greater one lives on the inside of us. If you born again, tell yourself that. Say, the greater one lives on the inside of me. Greater is he that lives on the inside of me than any one or anything in the world. Hallelujah. Now, when you don't lose sight of that, don't lose sight of that. Keep your eyes on God's promises. God says if you'll do that, you will be blessed in your deeds. You will live a blessed life. You will live a victorious life. You will be an overcomer. You will be victorious. Now, you hear me use words like overcomer, victorious. You're not victorious unless you've been in a battle. You're not victorious unless you had to deal with something. You're not an overcomer unless there have been resistance in your life. Hallelujah. We'll walk with him. He promised us. We will be blessed in what we do. Missed that promotion? Walk with God. You still blessed. Been disappointed? Walk with God. You still blessed. You continue to stand on his word. Whatever the word says about you, you say about you. The Son has set you free. You need to confess that. Talk to yourself. Jesus set me free. And I'm not a slave to my circumstances, but I'm a child of God. Amen, 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 amen. Let the church say, let the church say, Let the church say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word that would never, ever return to you void. Thank you for the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. May we continue to look into the perfect law of liberty, continuing in it, hearing it, not forgetting it, and walking in your blessings in spite of. Hallelujah. Because the greater one lives on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. If you, those of you that's viewing tonight.